Chapter 35. Bethsaida and Chorazin. We have now to tell you about two more places by the Lake of Galilee, which are the towns of Bethsaida and Chorazin. These are close together near the northern end of the lake, and Jesus often visited them and spoke to the people. Once, when he came to Bethsaida, the people brought a blind man to him to be healed. They asked Jesus to touch the poor man with a healing touch. But Jesus did not do it just at once like that. Perhaps he meant to test the blind man's faith. At any rate, he would not do this miracle there in the midst of all the people. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town, and the man went quietly with him. Then Jesus made spittle and touched the poor blind eyes and asked him if he could see anything. The man looked up and said, yes, he could see men walking, only they looked like trees. Then Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes again and told him to look up, and now he could see everything clearly. What a wonderful miracle this was! The Lord Jesus could have commanded at once that his eyes should be opened, but instead of that he took this way of doing it. You will remember, perhaps, that in another case he made clay with the spittle and anointed a blind man's eyes, and then told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. This shows that the Lord can use means for healing the body when he is pleased to bless the means. Sometimes he may heal without any means, but usually he will bless the means which it is proper for us to use. We need to pray to the Lord that he would bless the means and make us well again, if that be his will. Another thing you will see in this case of the blind man: when Jesus first touched him, he could only see a little and not at all clearly. Then Jesus touched his eyes again, and this time his sight was fully restored. This shows us that the Lord often teaches and deals with his children gradually. He can teach and save their souls in a very short time if he will, as he did with the dying thief upon the cross. But often he teaches those who seek him in a very gradual way, here a little, and there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, is mostly his way of instructing his people. They begin to learn how sinful and lost they are, and what a great Savior Jesus is to those who come to him for salvation. So be not too discouraged if you do not seem to get an answer at once when you seek the Lord, that he would have mercy on your soul. Or it may be for healing of your body or help in trouble and difficulty that you pray to him. He will have us to be in earnest in seeking him, and we are to wait upon him until he is pleased to come and give us what we ask. But he has said that none shall seek him in vain, and he will in no wise cast out those who come to him. The time came when Jesus sent out his 12 disciples to preach, and they went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing the people. When they returned to Jesus, he took them aside privately into a desert place belonging to Bethsaida. But there the people found him out and came to be healed, and he spoke to them of the things of the kingdom of God. But the day was passing away, and the people had nothing to eat. The disciples asked him to send the people away, but Jesus said, "Give ye them to eat." Of course, they could not see how they could feed so many with only a few loaves and fishes, which was all they had. But Jesus knew what he would do. He told the disciples to make the people sit down, and then took the loaves and fishes and blessed them, and breaking them up, he gave the pieces to the disciples to give to the people. By another wonderful miracle, the food was so multiplied that there was enough to feed them all, and 12 baskets full were left over, although there were 5,000 men beside women and children. So you will see what mighty works Jesus did to the people of Bethsaida, and also of Chorazin, which was just nearby. But what did he have to say to them? Just the same as he did to Capernaum, as we were telling you before. Although he had done these wonderful works among them and preached to them the gospel, they would not receive him as the Messiah nor believe on him. So he warned them that evil judgments would come upon them. "Woe unto thee, Chorazin," he said, "and woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you." So we do need to be anxious, that when we have the gospel preached to us, we may be given grace to hear it and lay it to heart, believing the record which God has given of his dear Son. For if we are left to shut our ears to it and take no heed, it will be worse with us than with those who have never heard the gospel. But not all the people of Bethsaida were so wicked as to reject the Savior. There were some who believed on his name, and it is remarkable that at least 3 of his disciples came from Bethsaida. These were Philip and Andrew and Peter. What a mercy that God still has a chosen few out of the wicked towns in those days. May you be concerned to be found among them. Now see if you can find about the blind man in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and about the feeding of the 5,000 in the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. The dreadful warning which Jesus gave to the people is in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and you will read about the 3 disciples of Bethsaida near the end of the 1st chapter of the Gospel of John.